in the studio at the moment, a lady from north of the border. It's Kirsten. That's a good Scottish name there, Kirsten.
Hi, Mike. It's great to be here.
Oh, hang on. We'll just... I've got you on the wrong microphone. How's that?
That's great. Thanks,
that's better,
Mike.
That's better. So you're just telling me, just be off air there, that this is the first time that you've organised it.
It's the first time that I've been in the organiser's chair, as it were, but I have been involved the last few years with the other colleague who was running it then. We do take it in turns.
Of course, for those who perhaps have just turned the radio on, I must say that we're talking about Park Life, which is an event that happens every year, albeit this is the first time you've organised it, this coming Sunday, yes?
Yes, so it's this Sunday, the 25th of June, 10 a.m. till 5 p.m. at Milton Country Park. South Cam's organise it in partnership with Cambridge Sport Lakes Trust, who manage the park on a day-to-day basis. And we're expecting to see somewhere in the region of about 5,000 people through the park gates on that day.
Wow. And you're saying this is the first time you've organised it. And truly, it's yourself that's kind of done everything then so far, I guess.
Well, not myself completely. I do have a colleague, Liz, especially, who is amazing, couldn't have done it without her. And we've been in the behind the scenes, pulling all the strings for the last sort of 6 months or so. But on the day, it really takes an army of volunteers from South Cams, and you've got young volunteers on the water sports. We've got loads of people helping out, and it's a really big operation.
So for somebody who's never heard of Park Life before, just describe exactly what it's all about, who's it targeted at, and what's the whole purpose of it?
So Park Life is a free family fun day. Like I say, we expect about 5,000 people through the gates, and it's really to get families, children interested and active. So we have a whole host of sports and activities, not just the traditional stuff. We have paddleboarding, canoeing, kayaking and fishing on the lake, and some things that are a little bit alternative. We've got Wildly Curious is an amazing provider who's going to do our wild place. They'll be doing bushcraft skills, den building, that kind of thing. We do have some traditional sports. We've got Cambridge United are coming along with an inflatable football pitch, and we have another great provider doing climbing walls and archery and that sort of thing as well. There's loads going on.
And the thing about that is that you can take part, obviously, because there's lots of sporting activities there. The first thing, am I right in saying that it kicks off with, is a run?
Yes, so first thing in the morning, 10 a.m, after our chairman opens the event, he'll hand over to Cambridge Junior Park Run, who have a regular slot at Milton Country Park. But I think it's about 100 kids will do 2 kilometres around the park just to get the whole thing up and running, literally.
And is that something people can still enter for, or is it all closed now?
No, you can turn up on the day at 10 a.m. and join the junior park runners.
Okay, well, that sounds good. You said it was free of charge. Is that the case for everything that's going on there?
So there is a car parking charge. There's always a car parking charge at Milton. Other than that, one or two of our providers are asking for donations. So we have Hover Aid, that are an amazing local charity. They deliver aid and water to the far most unreachable areas of Madagascar. And they'll be giving rides around one of the lakes on a hovercraft, but they do ask for a donation for that.
Okay. I noticed that there's a whole set of different zones. You mentioned one or two already. There's the water zone, cycling zone, the wild zone, which you mentioned before there, the extreme zone, and you also mentioned about Cambridge United there. So tell us a little bit about each of those. First off, let's start with the water zone.
So, like I say, the water zone, we've got loads going on there. We have kayaking, 2 different launch points for canoes. Milton Country Park have just got some new canoes from Sport England. So we have canoes there as well, 2 lots. Paddle boarding with the new stand-up paddle boarding club. And some fishing as well, so people can try their hand at angling as well.
All right. Taster sessions also, that's something else. But now the tasting sessions are, taster sessions rather, have proved in the past very, very popular, haven't you? So you kind of have to restrict it a little.
Yeah, so the taster sessions are super popular. The there was pre-booking available. Unfortunately, that's now closed. But you can turn up on the day, make it nice and early, and you come to our booking tent at the front of the park, and you can book on to any of those activities. So there will still be some available.
Okay, and you mentioned about the cycling zone. Now, Cambridge, obviously well known for cycles, but can people still come and find something a bit different?
Yes, so the cycling zone, we have a provider who will be bringing a smoothie bike where
you pedal
to create smoothies. Yeah,
right.
Some pedal-powered ski electrics where you pedal and move a car around a ski electric set, and some cycle sprints, as well as the amazing offer that Milton Country Park always have up there. They will have a trail for cyclists, also a cycle track, so a mountain bike track, so kids can bring their own bikes and try out that track. They've got some balance bikes there as well as another great charity that are based at Milton Country Park, You Can Bike Too, who have a huge range of all-ability bikes. So no matter what your level of experience or whether you have a disability or not, you can find a bike with You Can Bike Too and give it a go.
What about the Wild Zone? What's that all about?
The Wild Zone, we've got a couple of different things going on, mainly the Wild Place at South Cams. That's been run this year by another local company called Wildly Curious. They're based up in Bourne, and they are incredible. They're offering so many different activities, things from den building, which is for all ages, along to things like pyrography, which is fire writing. So you can draw or write messages on wood using fire. It's really incredible. They'll also be doing a few other things like making cords, key rings out of cord, that they're called life-saving key rings, because if you were in a sort of real life situation, you could use that to literally save your own life.
Wow. And Extreme Zone, that's all about climbing and stuff, isn't it?
The Extreme Zone, again, we've got a provider coming in who will be providing a baby boulder wall, a big climbing wall, and a thing called Spider Mountain, where you climb up and slide back down. I should say for that one, the Extreme Zone, what we need you to do is to wear closed toe shoes or trainers, just to make sure that you can get on that wall. Again, with the bouncy castle that we have coming, you will need socks to go on there.
And finally, apart from all the activities, there's a lot of entertainment going on there too.
Yes, so right in the centre of the park, we have Real Life and Cambridge Strummers, who have organised a full programme of activities throughout the day. We have a lot of dance and exercise acts. We've got jazzercise, Zumba, Lindy Hop in the morning, a bit of Tai Chi as well. And then in the afternoon, we're going to have a number of bands doing covers and original music. I think we'll be ending the day again with Tomorrow the World, who were a huge hit last year with their covers.
It sounds like an absolutely tremendous day. So that's on Sunday.
Sunday.
Starts at
10 a.m.
10 a.m. till
5 p.m.
And it's free to get in. And just a bit of directions to get there.
So the park is off of the A14 and A10 at Milton.
Okay, so I think Junction 33, isn't it?
Junction 33, that's the one.
Excellent stuff. Well, best of luck, because as I say, it's your first event this time around, and there'll be a sort of pick over how it went on Monday, will there?
Monday next week, we'll be going over the event, you know, congratulating ourselves on how smoothly it run, and looking forward to next year.
Excellent stuff. Great thing.
Thanks,
okay,
Mike.
Kirsten, thanks so much for coming in, and best of luck for Sunday.
Thank you.
There we go. That's Kirsten Donaldson. And if you want to get along and you want more information, you can either email duty.communities@scams.gov.uk, or you can go along to the website, which I think if they just Google Park Life 2017 Cambridge, they'll find it there.
Yes, yes, and we're on Facebook as well.
Okay. Do you know what the Facebook address?
So you can go via the South Cambridgeshire Facebook page, which is just South Cambridgeshire, or if you put in Park Life 2017, you'll find the event page there as well.
Brilliant. All right, there we go. Have a great weekend. Let's hope the weather stays fine, and we'll have the traffic and travel.